And she always claimed she was related to King, who everybody's related to in Virginia, I guess. And Governor Carter, when he was governor, when I ran for president, I always told him I was going to name my son after him if he ever became president. But there wasn't any way he could win. But then he won. He's always kidded me since. He has my namesake because my youngest son is named Carter.
Well, so you're friends with President Carter. What about your mom's mom?
And they were from, that generation lived down in Southampton, Long Island. And her grandfather was a bishop in New York, Henry Potter. And they were church people. Were a prominent family, had a big estate down in Middleburg, Virginia, and he was Master of the Hounds, Harry Nicholas and all. So she had a lot of relatives that were some still associated with Virginia, but they really were from South
Africa. I'm sorry, who's this again?
This is my mother.
Okay.
Mother's side.
Right.
See, they were the side. And then she met my father when he was a young broker in Wall Street, and they were married, stuck together, 15 years, I guess.
Oh, wow. And so, let me see. So, on your father's side of the family, your father's father?
Well, they were the all these Dutch families from up near Albany. And then the town married into the Dutch families, and the from England. And their greatest claim to fame you may have seen on TV was Sally Townsend turned in a spy to George Washington, helped him catch a spy.
Oh.
They made a big thing on TV about that. They all lived in Oyster Bay, right where right next to Teddy Roosevelt's home at Sagamore in Oyster Bay. And there's a museum in Oyster Bay about the family now, a house that's owned by the family, and it's still there.
And so did your dad and your mother have any brothers and sisters?
Yeah, my father had one brother and two sisters, one of whom lived to 99, because his mother lived to 100. And then had a brother who was down in Wall Street. Then my mother had five sisters and one brother.
Oh. Were you close to any of those?
Yeah, I knew them all. Most of them lived in New York or Long Island. And, those days families were closer, I guess, even though they were farther apart as far as automobile and travel.
Right.
Several of them lived in Garden City. And of course my grandmother lived right there in Garden City, just a block away from where we live.
Mm-hmm. And what about her husband?
Well, he died at a young age, caught in a snowstorm. He was very heavy and he fell down and froze to death very near coming home to his house.
Oh, wow.
And so she was a widow for, I don't know, 40 or 50 years. Yeah, he was a publisher of the it was a big newspaper on Long Island. And so she stayed there in the same old house right near us.
So is that your mother's, or your father's?
That was my father's mother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So let's see.
So there's a lot of family in those days right in Garden City.
Yeah, it sounds like you had a lot of family around. What about yourself? Have you been married?
Been married three times.
Okay.